RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. It's time for MP on the mic.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby.
Woo! And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Commander's Rewind coming at you. Here's what I want to do. I want to start with a couple general observations, and then we'll get to the game and we'll get to the calls and everything like that. But I want to do some big picture stuff. First, roadshow today. We're coming back from Raleigh, VCU basketball and NC State. We'll get back to that in a bit. But first, Commander's Rewind here, right? Commander's Rewind, big picture stuff. Because this is what I want to talk about with you. I don't think that Dan Quinn is adjusting quickly enough to the realities of this situation. And I think that that may mean that he hadn't given up hope. And I think he understood that Sunday was a must-win game in Madrid, both for the team's playoff hopes, which were faint, but also for him personally after moving Joe Witt out and calling the defense. And I think that's why, you know, Awad mentioned it yesterday. That was a frustrating loss. He said he felt spent after it. I think if you were invested in that and in the improvement, you knew you needed to see that improvement lead to a win. And it didn't. And that's nobody's fault that, like, somebody needs to be fired today. But it's the reality of what happened. But Dan Quinn, I'm not sure he's adjusting quickly enough. So I've got the snap counts in front of me here. Snap counts for yesterday's game. There were three players on defense who played every snap. Jeremy Reeves played all but one defensive snap, 55 of the 56. You're not going to catch any argument from me on that. Jeremy Reeves plays with heart, plays well. Is certainly a part of this team's future and the kind of guy you want to build around. And Mikey Sanders still played every snap. Now, the Mikey Sanders still problem is they don't know what he is, and he doesn't know what he is because they keep changing what he is. And even going back to training camp, I say, you know, with Marshawn Lattimore maybe being good, maybe being bad, maybe being ill-tempered, I said, look, you've got to pick a position. Either Sanders still plays outside and his future is outside. And I get it. That gives you three. Amos, Sanders still, and Lattimore. But you got to deal with that because you got to develop him for what you want him to be. But they've also played him inside a bunch. If you want him inside, that's great. But stop asking him to go outside when people get hurt because that seems to be a thing that you love doing. Sanders still is, once again, played both. He's a man without a position. And I think you're seeing that, and you're seeing that come back to really hurt this team because he's not able to really dial in. He's been good, but he's missed some opportunities for some takeaways that have been close calls. And some of that's luck, but some of that's not being put in the right position at the right time. And he's being put in too many positions at too many times. Second guy who played every snap, Bobby Wagner. Bobby Wagner has no business playing every snap anymore. I don't care what offseason promises were made. I don't care that he's Bobby Wagner. I don't care that he's got 100 tackles this season, all of which are true. He's not 56 snaps a game good at the moment. He should be playing about half the snaps, and that should open the door to playing Jordan McGee more. Now, Jordan McGee played 27 snaps, which is a step in the right direction for him. But the fact that you're playing Bobby Wagner every play, maybe he is providing an intangible value that does not come across on the tape. I know he's a great locker room presence. I love that he's got his 100 tackles. We can't keep doing this every snap business, especially because I think we all understand he's not your starting linebacker next year, right? Do we understand that? Does Dan Quinn understand that? I'm not sold that everybody understands that. You can't go into the 2026 season with Bobby Wagner as your starting middle linebacker. The clock is ticking. I would love for him to be on the team. I would love for him to be a 20 to 30 snap a game guy. But he's not your every down starter at linebacker. And this team's building for the future now. And these things are important. Frankie Louvu played every snap. This is a confusing one to me. Sandra Still and Louvu were the two guys who were definitively great last year and definitively have not been as good this year. And that's tougher for me to understand. And you're not getting answers here in this film breakdown because I think Louvu may fall under the pressing trying to do too much category. You see him sometimes try, maybe overcommitting a little, maybe not as gap sound as he needs to be. He's also still crazy athletic, and this is the one I just don't get. He should be out there every snap, every play. He's regressed a little bit this year. Maybe that's scheme, maybe that's coaching, maybe that's play calling, but a lot of those variables are still largely constant. Maybe he's got an injury he's playing through we don't know about. Whatever it is, it's tough because that was a guy who made a lot of big plays, carried this team on a lot of occasions last year. Going to the defensive line, Martin, Kinlaw, both played about 2/3 of the snaps. I think that's great. I think that's a great model for Bobby Wagner too. Here's Javon Kinlaw. Here are guys who are really good at what they do and are excellent and bring the heat, and they want to be in there. About 3 out of every 4 plays. I think that's a great example for Bobby Wagner. Go down the line, Johnny Newton, 22 snaps, 40% of the game. They're inching him up here in terms of what he does, what they're going to ask him to do, and I think they'll continue to amp that up as the year goes on. I think it'll be a telling end of the season for him. Von Miller, 22 snaps. He was super impactful, had one really big tackle late in the game. I got to think that's by request that he's playing a third of the snaps, but I'm glad he's here. I'm not giving the roster spot to anybody. I'm letting him continue to play. Preston Smith, who they acquired, remember, former Redskin, came back around. He played 19 snaps at defensive end. That tells me the coaching staff doesn't think he's still got it, which I understand, and I get that. But also, it's tough. It's a tough spot to be in. For anybody, especially an aging star, to be at a spot where you just, you want it, but it's not there for you. Offensive line on offense, doing commander snap counts here. Chris Paul, Josh Connor, Laremy Tunsil, Tyler Biadasz, every single snap, Sam Cosmi, 66 of the 67. You remember he came out for a snap and went back in, same with Mariota, who played all but one snap, had to go out, went into the tent there, came back out. Josh Johnson took over for a snap. Wiley took over for Cosmi when he went in. The O-line is intact, and the O-line's good on paper. And we can't do Commander's Rewind without telling you the O-line's intact and the O-line's good on paper. That, to me, is the number one reason not to play your starting quarterback, because the O-line's going to get him killed. This is an NFL-caliber offensive line. There are NFL teams without knowing everybody's situation, I bet there are at least 10 NFL teams that right now would trade their five starters on the offensive line for these five starters on the offensive line. Is good enough. Is good enough for the quarterback to play. You remember back in that preseason game, they're wondering, like, should Jaden play that second preseason game? And the O-line is pretty beat up then. I'm like, hey, that is a compelling reason to not play your franchise quarterback. That's not the case. All five of these guys are NFL caliber players. And we saw last year, Brandon Coleman is an NFL caliber player. He played 14 snaps, came in as a sixth offensive lineman on those. These are important snaps for him to get. Colson Yankoff came in as a blocking tight end, 18 snaps. It's good enough. Y'all, this O-line is good enough. And we'll leave that at that. Here was the other big picture thing I wanted to make. NFL officiating. Look, we've always yelled at the refs. It's fun to do. It's a tough job. It unfolds in real time. The coin toss went really awkwardly, coming on the heels of another international coin toss going off the rails bad a couple weeks ago. So start there, where the administrative stuff's not moving smoothly. The virtual measurement is a disaster. It takes forever for that to happen. It would actually be faster just to run out the chains. It's taking longer than the replays in some instances. And there was a really bad pass interference call that benefited the Commanders. And these are real-time things. And everybody's resistant to opening it up to replay. And I get that. But I think two things. One, the owners are cheap. And the owners need to invest in full-time officials and full-time training for officials. I think that's a very basic first step towards making the game better. But then number two, I think you need to reevaluate top to bottom, how you do replay. And you know, if I were commissioner, I would stop replay altogether. There would be no more replay in the NFL. Whatever happened would happen. Acknowledging that that's not the world we live in. You've got too many things that they go to the replay. It's like, oh, that's a bad call. Oh, Mike Pereira, what do you think? Well, this can't be overturned. This is an unreviewable play. I don't think there should be unreviewable plays anymore. I think you're still large. The guardrails are still on with the challenge system. If you leave everybody with two challenges and a third if you get the first two correct, automatic instant replay assist system, and I think you remove the automatic reviews inside 2 minutes because you definitely don't want this to turn into college basketball where every stoppage they go to review the clock, right? I think it needs to be only by coach's challenge, including the final 2 minutes. Coaches just need to be more conservative with them. But if you do that and make everything reviewable, I don't think anything's going to go off the rails. And you could say high standard, right? Remember when the refs torpedoed the review of pass interference where, like, they'd go to the review every time. They'd be like, it stands. It stands. It stands because we don't question ourselves because we think this is stupid. The refs can't have that amount of power over how the National Football League is officiated. They cannot have that much power over how the game is run. Everything needs to be reviewable. Reviews need to happen in New York on an instantaneous basis. Don't make the ref watch it on TV. Give him a headset. Let him know what happened. Let him know what the call is. Everything is challengeable, but you get three per game. There no booth, no nothing. Three times, you know, two times a game, and a third if you get it right. Save one for the end. You know, be like, what about a big game-changing play? Well, the coach should have saved one for the end. The coach should look at it as, I have two replays available to me that I know will be right, and then that third one, I got to save for a potential game-winning play. Last year, Terry McLaurin, the standing behind the line, or that was 2 years ago. Maybe 3 years ago. Jeez, time flies. The Terry McLaurin, was he standing behind the line of scrimmage? That should be challengeable. Everything is challengeable. And that's going to make this a better product and, of course, better training for the officials as well. Do we have to get to the game? Yeah, we do. Those are the rules. Commanders rewind. Come on. Come on back. We'll do this thing. Road trip Tuesday. We're coming back from Raleigh. You're listening.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
910 The Fan, now 105. Nip the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. You know what we do? It's called Commander's Rewind. We get into the game. Bram Weinstein, London Fletcher on the call, as they always are, made the trip out to Madrid. And I'll say this, because I spoke my piece in the last segment. Need some more young guys. He's not a young guy, but he's a guy. Let's start this first quarter. Colson Yankoff making a play to kick off Commander's Rewind.
Try to get one more yard one more time. Right up to the line of scrimmage the team goes. In motion, Colson Yankoff. Snap, play action. They're going to throw for it. Throws to the tight end. That's completed. Pulled down at the 50. And a conversion on fourth and one. Mariota to Yankoff. First down, Commanders.
All right, getting warmed up. It was still early at the time. Still about 9 a.m. We'll get London involved before long. I love that Colson Yankoff's playing well. I love that that's a find. I hate that Ben Sinnott is not getting those snaps. I hate that Ben Sinnott is not a find at the moment, it appears. Sometimes you got to balance the good with the bad. Defense is obviously going to be a theme as we go along here, and certainly we'll start with, you know, big fourth down stop. Turned out to be a punt in the end, but make no mistake, this was a stop before it was a punt.
Fourth and one. Tua's got an offset eye formation. Here's the snap. They're going to run for
it.
Middle east. Stumped. Now they're like moving forward. Let's see if he got to the line of scrimmage.
But we got too many men on the field.
I think it's on them.
There's a flag down.
Oh, delay a game. But.
Delay a game. Offense.
They got saved.
So.
They got freaking saved.
They got saved. But now they're going to send out the field goal unit because it becomes fourth and six. That was a stop on the run play. But the delay a game nullified the play in its entirety. So it'll bring up fourth and six.
Sorry, field goal, not a punt. But the Washington defense, which allowed like 9 yards a carry to Tevin Achane when he ran off tackle, really bowed up in some big situations. When Miami was watching the tape for this game, I'm sure they didn't see any blitzes. The running backs who were in charge of picking up blitzes probably like, I don't have to worry about this week. This team never blitzes. Well, Dan Quinn's calling plays now. You better get ready.
There we go. Third and five. Snap to Tua. Steps up.
I love it. I love it.
Caught by Jonathan Jones. And sacked back at the 34-yard line on a corner blitz.
I love it. When was the last time we dialed up a corner blitz? You say, hey, what's the difference the defense is going to be with a DQ calling the plays? Well, that was a great example right there. He dialed up a corner blitz, and Jonathan Jones is unblocked, and he comes up with the second sack of the game.
Ah, London's back. Blitzing's back. London in Madrid. Don't think about it too hard. It doesn't work at all. What a play. And the element of surprise was big there. Will they be able to do that against the Broncos? Broncos are going to have 2 weeks to watch to get ready for the blitz? I don't know the answer to that question. I just love seeing a real live blitz in the wild. I've been hard on this defense. I was hard on this defense yesterday. I'll remain hard on this defense. They're allowing 9 yards a carry off the right tackle. That's not good. But I love seeing the occasional blitz. Pressure mattered. You saw pressure matter against the Raiders. You saw pressure matter against the Giants early in the year. Pressure mattered against Miami. And I was hard on Bobby Wagner in the last segment, but obviously want to acknowledge a 14th consecutive season with 100 tackles, because that is remarkable.
Malik Washington in the slot to the right. Alec Ingold goes in motion. Handoff Achane gets a seam up the middle. Bobby Wagner is able to gather him at about the 36-yard line. So that's gain of 6. It's going to bring up 3rd and 3. And I want to congratulate Bobby Wagner, because with that tackle, he got to 100 for the season, which means for the 14th year in a row, he has at least 100 tackles in the season. The only other linebacker to ever have done that, London Fletcher.
That's great company.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
That's great company, man. I need him to make some more tackles to stop this Miami Dolphins run game today.
He, by the way, needs 113 more tackles to catch you for second all time.
All right.
Don't think he has enough time this season to pull that off.
I love that. Old players never stop being competitive, right? A little bit of that in London. Like, London is very gracious. I like Bobby Wagner. I'm glad Bobby Wagner reached out, wanted to train with me. I shared some of my secrets with him. I don't want him touching my record. Like, a little bit of that. Yeah, okay. I hear you, Bram. Why don't you pipe down now, Bram? We can get back to talking about how good I was in my career. And Bobby Wagner's first ballot Hall of Famer. London Fletcher's still struggling to get Hall of Fame momentum. And I've said on this show, I don't think London Fletcher's a Hall of Famer. But the numbers don't lie. Dude was really productive for a really long time in the NFL. He's in the Hall of really, really good, which is my term for guys who aren't Hall of Famers, but deserve a nod. He deserves a nod. Guys who come up, Hall of really, really good. Russell Wilson's going to be Hall of really, really good when the dust settles. I think he's probably on the outside looking in now after the end of his career. Hall of really, really good, indisputably, though. Chris Rodriguez having a game. It irks me that Bill can't get it going. I love Bill. I love playing the Bill Sounder. We're not going to be playing the Bill Sounder today. That's all right. Maybe Bill will get rolling at some point. He's a rookie. It's a long season. Guys come around. I think he may be forcing it. He's maybe trying to hit home runs instead of getting 4 yards of carry. Chris Rodriguez, all this dude does is get 5 yards a carry. Don't underestimate what that does for an offense. Don't underestimate what that does for Marcus Mariota to have a guy fill in that role.
1st and 10. Rodriguez is the back in a pistol look. He's got John Bates moving. They'll hand it off to him. Tries to get behind a block. Skipped through a hole at the left side. Great run by Rodriguez. It takes 2 Dolphins to pull him down. He's all the way into Miami territory at the 40-yard line.
So I used to watch this cartoon show back in the day, and there was a guy called Speedy Gonzalez. So I felt like that was just appropriate right there. I know his last name's Rodriguez, but Speedy Rodriguez, I'll say then.
All right, London's awake now in Madrid. That's what we come to Commanders Rewind for. Of course, this is Commanders Rewind on your home of the Commanders, 910 The Fan. On Tuesdays, we break down the tape. We watch the game. Won't be doing it next Tuesday because they got a bye this week. So we'll cherish this one from Madrid. All right. Well, why don't we do another fun one? Let's hit the fun button again, because we are going to have to get to them losing the game at some point. But maybe we just hit the fun button for now.
Here's the snap. Play action to Kroski Merrick. Quick pass to the deep. Strike again. Zach Ertz sliding down at the 33-yard line. Cristiano Ronaldo style for a catch and a first down.
I like that. But the play action pass, this offense is looking like a lot like the Dolphins offense with the play action, hitting drifts, hitting seams, things like that. This game plan and the play calling that Cliff Kingsbury is doing right now and the way Marcus Mariota is operating, it's a thing of beauty right now. It's like a Picasso.
All right. You hear that, George? Like a Picasso. I don't know that that's entirely correct. I do think there were flaws in the game plan. I do think there are things he could do better. I put it this way the other day. I don't think Cliff Kingsbury is the solution, but I know he's not the problem. Cliff Kingsbury is not the reason this team is struggling right now. I also don't know. Is he the guy to bring him out of it? I think that's very much undecided and something we're going to have to figure out. But the problems certainly go a lot deeper than him. Speaking of problems, we call this next little thing foreshadowing.
We'll see if this is a big few yards. That was an inside 50-yard field goal. It's now from 51 from the left hash mark for Matt Gay to try to tie this thing back up. Snap's good, holds down. Kick is on its way. It's got plenty of distance. And that is no good. A miss from Matt Gay.
Well, anything above 50 is an adventure with this guy, and he got cut yesterday. And Jake Bates got signed from Chicago, so they have a new kicker coming out of the bye week. You had to. Here's the thing, though, man. $5 million, basically. And because he's a veteran, every penny of it's guaranteed. You cut him midseason. So they're going to keep paying for Matt Gay all the way through the end of the year. There's no financial savings here. There's only this. Twice had kicks of 50-plus, missed them both, ended up costing them the game. And certainly other things went wrong, too. And we got time to dive into those other things. But that was an important element right there.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Matt Gay no longer with the Washington Commanders. Everybody liked him. But you pay a guy the most money ever paid in a one-year kicker contract, he's got to make it from 50-plus. That's what they do in the NFL now. Missed twice from 50-plus. Wasn't an aberration. Wasn't a bad day. Was very much in line with his previous performances. One reminder here before you get to part two of Commander's Rewind. We will have James Franklin introduced as Virginia Tech's football coach live tomorrow morning right here, 10 a.m., on the Fan. That is appointment listening, folks. So James Franklin introduced as a new coach of the Virginia Tech Hokies. You're going to hear it right here on your home of the Hokies tomorrow morning in its entirety. James Franklin's opening remarks, 10 a.m. tomorrow. We're going to shuffle the deck. We'll do whatever we have to do tomorrow to get you up to speed on everything going on out there in Blacksburg. So tomorrow, 10 a.m., James Franklin, right now, other side of this break, part two, Commanders Rewind. Don't go anywhere.
Rewind.
It's 910 The Fan,
part
105. Part two of the game portion after my initial thoughts, which took a whole segment. The first half took a whole segment. We're not getting overtime, though, because we've got to make time for crosstalk. Those are the rules around here, and we're going to do it. Next observation is about Debo Samuel. Adam Peters has come under a little bit of fire recently, and rightfully so. Ben Sinnott hasn't panned out, and the young guys aren't playing as much as you'd hope they would, and Matt Gay was a bad signing, and the Terry thing didn't go well. Arguably, you know, he held the line, right, stood firm for his principles, but the net result of that is team hasn't been as tight as you would expect. Team hasn't been as terried as you'd expect because he got hurt a couple times. We're not relitigating that now, though. We're saying this. His trade for Laramie Tunsil was a 10 out of 10. you had to bring in left tackle talent to block for Jayden Daniels, and he's playing extremely well. Let's also say this. His trade to bring in Deebo Samuel, also a winner. Deebo's been good this year. Let's get back to the action. We're your home of the Commanders. Lennon Fletcher on the color. Bram Weinstein on the call. Here we go.
Dolphins break four. They throw it in. He catches underneath. Got some blocking. 15, 10, 5. Cuts towards the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Deebo Samuel on a perfect screen play.
You talk about dialing up a great play call. You run a screen to Chris Rodriguez. This time we fake it out to him, and we got Deebo Samuels out there catching the screen pass. And great blocking downfield by the offensive line. And from there, Deebo. Here comes Deebo and Espanol.
He's good. He's good at football. And, man, you put him and Terry, like, on paper, this offense looked good. Hasn't played out that way. On paper, though, this offense looked fantastic. And the defense made some plays on the goal line. Miami, so good between the 20s. They get inside the red zone, and they remember, oh, yeah, we're playing for draft position. Everybody remember that.
The back is Gordon. In motion, Julian Hill. Tua under center. They're going to try to run for it. Gordon met in the backfield by Frankie Louvo. And he's piled on by three other Commanders. It'll be fourth and goal.
Great job. And it starts by penetration. You got Louvo on a blitz. And he does a nice job of getting off a block and wrapping up Gordon on that play.
Yeah. There we go. There's a Frankie Louvo highlight for you. I haven't been a lot of them this year. He's been one of the guys with the mysterious regression, along with... name your guy. There have been guys who played well. Kinlaw's played well up front. He's had a good season. But there, you know, Sanders still probably leads the regression crew. Louvu's been a part of it as well. Fourth down, Dolphins go for it. It's the correct move. And hey, this defense shows up when it matters.
6:15 to go, third quarter. 13-6 Commanders. Fourth and goal at the Washington 2 for Miami. Snap to Tua. Looking, surveying, throws underneath. Oh, that one is incomplete. Knocked away. They Bobby got it in the passing lane. It's incomplete, and Washington gets a turnover on downs.
This is Bobby Wagner against Jaylen Waddle, and he does a nice job of undercutting and just he's able to get that right hand on the ball and break up that. Great play by Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, and I wonder if you had Bobby Wagner half as often in the game and gave some of those snaps to the young guys, would Bobby Wagner be more effective in his snaps? Because, man, he dialed it in on that one. He was good. He missed some of the ones – Dolphins deep in their own territory. He missed some runs, but he dialed in when it was time to dial in. Von Miller, coming in 20 snaps a game, dials in when it's time to dial in. I think these things matter. I think timing matters. Marcus Mariota, threw the interception, lost the game. We'll get to that. This is the perfect NFL backup quarterback, man. He knows how to run an offense, and Cliff threw a lot of concepts out there. And then also, he's got wheels.
Blitz coming. Mariota sees it. Takes off at the 40. Looking for a block. 45. Cut back at the 50. 45-40. Turns on the Jets at the 30. 25-20. Vamos! Marcus Mariota! What a huge run!
It's the way, man, he's like he's weaving through rush hour traffic. And Mariota still shows that he has some wheels. He avoids the blitz again by the Dolphins. They come with a zero blitz, and he's able to navigate that and pick up the first down.
Vamos! Nice call there from Bram, remembering he's in Spain. I don't know how you could forget you're in Spain, but in case you did, a little reminder, little vamos right there. Get back to the defense. I mean, this is a game that if the Dolphins had been the Lions or the Chiefs are a better team, I think they would have put this away early. Would have put it away on the third or fourth down opportunity. Would have put it away early on when they had some of the opportunities to move the ball. Stalled out in the red zone. Stalled out late in the game, too. But also gave the defense a chance to get a little momentum. I mentioned Von Miller earlier. Here he is resurfacing on Commander's Rewind on 910 The Fan.
Here's the snap. Louvu's watching Tua, stepping back, yeah. Running out of time. There's a flag down. He got out of away from the pressure. Von Miller's chasing him and throws him down at the 13-yard line.
You know, I don't think the big players have shown up down in and down out, but they sure did in the biggest moments, and that's what leads me to believe. Give the young guys some snaps, but also make sure the veterans are there for the key moments, the winning time moments, as Dan Quinn calls them, because Von Miller showed up in that moment. Bobby Wagner showed up in that moment. Javon Kinlaw is kind of in between young guy and old guy. He could be here for a few more years. He could resurrect his career here. I know we said that about Cleveland Farrell last year. I'm saying it again about Javon Kinlaw this year. He had his moment in the spotlight, too.
They sprint out of the huddle, come up to the line. They've got two running backs and two tight ends on the field, but Ollie Gordon is lined up as a receiver inside the numbers. Julian Hill goes in motion. Here's the snap to Tua, handoff Achane, trying to get to the edge. Javon Kinlaw grabbed him, pulled him down. That's a stop at the one-yard line. It's going to bring up fourth and goal and a decision for the Dolphins.
Achane's hurt.
Achane's hurt, so the clock stops.
Yeah, the clock stoppage helps Washington there, and then the Dolphins inexplicably call two timeouts off of the stop, but I'm spoiling the plot for those of you who wait until Tuesdays to re-experience the game and stay away from the scores. Until then, I don't know who does that or if anybody does that, but if you do, I've tipped my hand on what's about to happen on fourth down.
You ready for a fantastic finish? Here we go. Tua's under center. The back is Ollie Gordon. Snap, handoff, Gordon up the middle. He is stopped at the line of scrimmage! Another stop! A turnover on downs!
That was an avalanche! By the defensive front, destroy people. Eddie Goldman, Javon Kinlaw. We will not allow him in our end zone. Not today, not tomorrow.
I hope this game does not last until tomorrow, especially because it was a 9 a.m. tip-off. We got to bring a 9 a.m. kickoff. We got to bring a little happiness into our life. We got to bring a little London Fletcher happiness into our life. Cherish it, folks. There are moments along the way. The destination is the journey, not the destination, because the destination stinks. They're a bad football team. Enjoy those moments. Enjoy being a fan. Enjoy watching this defense buck up and make multiple goal line stands in a game. And look, we call it Commander's Rewind for a reason. You got to hear all of it. As the AI voice indicates, you got to deal with this, too.
Here's Merrick Gay from 56. Snap good. Hold down. Kick is on its way. It is no good. No good. So Matt Gay's second 50-plus field goal miss gives Miami the ball at their own 46-yard line with 10 seconds on the clock. No timeout. So if they could get 15, 20 yards, they'll have a chance at a game-ending field goal.
They tried. Waddle bobbled the ball all over the place. This game turned into a Looney Tunes cartoon. We had a weird coin toss. Washington's got the ball, and I'm thinking, all right, get the ball first in overtime. The strategy is take as much time as humanly possible, and then get yourself in position, whether it's field goal or touchdown. You score, leave them with a short clock. The opposite of that happened. You know what happened.
So Washington moving left to right. Starts overtime. First overtime appearance of the season for them against Miami. 13 apiece. The start at the 35. Marcus Mariota's in the gun. Rodriguez is his back. Debo Samuel goes in motion behind Mariota. Play action. Steps up. Needs to get rid of it. That one is picked off. Jack Jones at the 40-yard line. Debo tackles him at the 33. And the second turnover of the second half. An interception by Marcus Mariota, ripped away by Jack Jones, gives Miami the ball at the Washington 33-yard line.
Yeah, they won. You know what happened. They kept running it even after everybody wanted them to kick the field goal. I agree with that, by the way. Brief strategic interlude. Always run it as far as you can. Never assume the kicker will make it. Right, we know that better than anybody. We got to take a break. We'll come back. One more segment. Wrap this show up. Three segments. Commander's Rewind. Love it. Cherish it. It's what we do. Back after this reminder, James Franklin, tomorrow, 10 a.m. Be here. He's the new coach of the Hokies. We'll talk about that on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.